just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
We all love to give reasons, excuses, pretexts, and that has become the part of our nature. If we are asked why you didn't do that, we have ready-made list of excuses. Or for every question put forth by Baba, for every why, we have because with us. Why you did not get up at Amrit Vela? Because I was not well. Because I had headache. Because I did not have good night's sleep. Because I had body pain. Because the weather was not agreeing with me. The breeze was so cold and the rain. No umbrella. I did not have umbrella. So what should I do? I had to do Amrit Vela in my room itself. I couldn't go out anywhere. So we have 1001 reasons for everything. It's a human tendency to go in the defensive mode. Questioned. The moment you are asked something, you just switch to the defensive mode and you have list of answers to give. Yeah. Justifications, clarifications, giving reasons, excuses, pretexts. This all shows internal insecurity. We create the wall of protection around us so that we can stay protected in that wall. In fact, that induces a false wall of security, which is perhaps more dangerous. So Baba wants us to finish off all the reasons all the lame excuses. अभी बाप दादा बच्चों से क्या चाहते हैं? बीती हुई सीजन में भी बाबा ने बच्चों को इशारा दिया था कि एक शब्द बदली करो. कौन सा? जस्ट चेंज वन वर्ड, विच इज़ दैट वर्ड जो बार बार नीचे ले आता है, वो शब्द है कारण, रीज़न. बिकॉज, सो रिमूव दिस कारण एंड कन्वर्ट इट इनटू निवारण, सॉल्यूशन. इस कारण को परिवर्तन कर निवारण शब्द को सदा धारण करो. आप बच्चों की सेवा भी यही है, विश्व की सभी आत्माओं की समस्याओं का निवारण करना. रिजॉल्व द कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स, द प्रॉब्लम्स, द क्वेश्चंस, द डिफिकल्टीज. निवारण करके ही निर्वाण धाम में ले जाना है, क्योंकि आप सब मुक्ति मास्टर मुक्तिदाता हो. जब औरों को भी मुक्ति दिलाने वाले हो तो पहले स्वयं के कारणों का निवारण करेंगे, तब तो औरों को मुक्ति दिला सकेंगे, निर्वाण में भेज सकेंगे. इस एक शब्द को चेंज करना मुश्किल है वह सहज, ऐसा कहते बाबा ने सभी बच्चों को दिल में इमर्ज कर बहुत मीठा दिल का स्नेह दिया. और हम देख रहे थे कि एक एक बच्चा नैनों में समाया हुआ दिखाई दे रहा था. ये सीन बड़ी न्यारी और प्यारी थी. रिमूव ऑल द रीजंस, गेट रीड ऑफ एक्सक्यूजेस. इन इंग्लिश देयर इज वन सेइंग, डोंट थ्रो द बेबी विद द टब वाटर. द मदर इज गिविंग बाथ टू द बेबी इन द टब वाटर, एंड व्हेन द वाटर इज डर्टी she throws away the water, but along with the water she threw away the baby also and asked why you did that. She has some or other reasons. So we have a list of reasons for everything. Why you did this? Because of that. Why this is happening? Because of that. Why you are like this? Because I am lazy. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said there are some children who are very cold. Craps. This illogical reasonings. You need to get rid of this. How? By accepting it. Okay. Accept it. Then change. But how? How to do that? Procrastination is the thief of time. Later means never. When I say that I will do it later on, it means never. Create a sense of urgency. How to get rid of this reasoning? Create a sense of urgency. I want to do it now, right away. Albert Hubbard, a very famous author. He has lectured all over the world, and multiple times he has referred to one story. The story is very famous. It's known as Letter to Garcia. This was the story of when Spanish-American War was going on, and the President of America wanted to deliver a letter to the leader of insurgents, Garcia, but he was deep down in the coast of Cuba. And who will deliver this letter to Garcia? Somebody suggested a man named Rowan can do that, and the Rowan was called. He was told, this is the letter, take it and give it to Garcia. Where is Garcia? Garcia is somewhere deep down in the coast of Cuba. Rowan took the letter, strapped it across the chest, took the ship. Off he moved, landed deep into the forest. With much difficulty, searched Garcia, delivered the letter and came back. This story was narrated by the author multiple times in all the corporate institutions. The author says, Rowan did not ask, where is Garcia? What does he do? How to reach him? How can I reach him? Nothing. He had a letter to deliver and he delivered. That's it. No excuses. You are given a task, just do it. Don't pester your boss with 100 questions. This bugging does more harm than good. So learn from this. When you are given a task, just do it. It's not that you will not encounter problems. But when you have a task at hand, just work on it. Who has given me this task? So create a sense of urgency. The second is two-column technique. Two-column technique. Create two columns. This is also known as rationalistic self-talk. Right. What you are thinking? I am feeling tired. I am lazy. No? Write this on one column. In one column. In another column, write the logic behind that. What does logic say? Okay, I'm lazy. But what if the whole world calls me by that name? Oh, lazy man, come here. How will I feel? Now explore that statement which has come up in your mind. Baba says what? And what I am saying to him. Baba is giving so many self-respects. While I am belittling myself. So this is known as two-column techniques. Whenever you are in dilemma, also use this technique. Make two columns. Write the thought. Should I go or not go? There is one senior brother. He describes a very poignant incident of his life. It was January 1969. And he was doing his graduation. It was the month of January. And there were holidays. So he thought, let me go to Madhuban and meet Baba, because he had received one or two letters from Baba. So he reached railway station. But then he thought, I'll go to Madhuban later on. Let me first go to my home. So instead of going here, he boarded another train for his hometown, because college life, so there is a holiday. Obviously, one will go home. So he went home. And later on, Baba was no more. Realistic self-talk. Make columns, two-column technique. Write a thought. And write the logic on this side. This will help. Another is positive self-talk. Write all the positive statements or powerful statements. I can do it. Others have done it. Why can't I? It's very easy for me to do it. Nothing can stop me. I am storm. Unstoppable. What is that song? I am unstoppable. Sia, singer, yeah. That's a good song. How is it? I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Nothing can stop me. I am just walking. I am just running. I can do it. Nothing is impossible for me. Impossible is a word found in the dictionary of fools. I am unstoppable. You heard that song? It's a good one. But a lot of music, but okay, it's I am unstoppable. What is this? Porsche. It's a name. Porsche is a car with no brakes.
I am invincible.
Yeah, I win every single game. I am so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I am so confident. Yeah, I am unstoppable today. I am unstoppable today. I am unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I am unstoppable today. Break down. Only alone I will cry on out. You will never see what is hiding out. Hiding out deep down. Yeah, yeah. I know. I have heard. I am unstoppable. I am invincible. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. So nothing can stop me. One English author writes in his poem Invictus. In the fell clutch of circumstance, my head is bloody but unbowed. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship. I am the master. I am the captain. Nothing can stop me. I am invincible, unconquerable, undefeatable, undefatigable, tireless, unflappable, unmoved, unflinching, unruffled. I am powerful. These are known as powerful statements. These are known as affirmations. You know, athletes, when they run, when they play, they need all this self-motivations. You become your own cheerleader. There's nothing sitting there and telling you, come on, come on, come on. You do it for yourself. You fall down, now get up and climb again. Nobody is there to give you a hand of support. God alone is there. So, it's not that you will never fall. You will fall 100 times. But the greatest glory lies not in never falling, but in rising every time you fall. Our greatest glory is not in never falling. We will fall 100 times. But rise up every time you fall. And every time when you rise, you will be more stronger, powerful. Such powerful statements are needed. Nothing can stop me. You create your own affirmations. There is a very good app in Play Store. You can download 1,000 affirmations. It's known as 1,000 affirmations. Affirmations for sports, affirmation for everything. There's a huge list of topics, and for those, affirmations are given. So create your own affirmations. Self-positive, assertive talks. Nothing can stop me. We'll play this song at the end. So, the third technique is positive self-talk. Next, sign a contract. Create your own contract on a page of paper. I write your name and write, I am going to do this. This is my 21-day journey. This is my 21-day challenge. Just as we had done 7-day raw challenge. It can be anything. Make a challenge. For next 21 days, my Amrit Vela will start at 2 a.m. Now keep on counting days. Today is day 1. Tomorrow is day 2. Then every day remind yourself. Day 3. Day 4. Day 5. Sign a contract. And write your name. Sign it. You have given a contract. Now you can't turn back. You have to complete the movie. If you live in between, we will see you in the court. It is punishable, punitive, punishable crime. You can't go scot-free. It's such a good thing. You create your own contract papers. Anything. As I gave one example, 21 days, 2 a.m. One. Second. 21 days, Murli reading once, churning it. In the second reading and the third reading, learn it by heart. Almost all the important statements, which you think are very different, are new, which you never heard before. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, you have made a pran, that is oath of becoming nirvikari, voiceless. This is your If you have any addiction, work on that. Create a contract paper. 21 days. I will not touch social media. It's a powerful contract. Always take those contracts which you think are impossible. Otherwise, anybody can do that. Always take up those projects which are thought to be impossible. And then make that come true. So also you can make another contract of exercise. Workout. 60 minutes aggressive, intense workout. Just tire yourself out. 60 minute workout. And give less gap in between. From one exercise to another exercise. Very, as much less gap as possible. The waiting period should be less so that you get tired more. This is also a contract. This is something impossible which we haven't done before. Another contract is the contract of walking. Walking. Walk 21,000 steps for 21 days. Such a good contract. Workout is different. Workout is at one place. You hit the gym or you go to any place, something like that. Or in your home, like cardio. Walking is different. You go in nature. 21,000 kilometers. I had done this once upon a time. 21 day, every day 21,000 steps walking. It's enjoyable. You just have to keep on walking. But then, you can't just do walking alone. You have to do some churning. So you take the help of churning. Many people do this. Who is that? Officer of Maharashtra who runs 21 kilometers per day. He has written book also. From Sangli. What is his name? Nagre Patil. Yeah. He's the one. He's an IPS officer. He does 21 kilometer running. 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. Every day running 21 kilometers. Half marathon per day. So that's a challenge. So this is a challenge. This is how you have to work on yourself. Find out what is my weakness, where I give excuses. You don't get up at Amritvela. Sometimes you get up at... Now make an extreme decision of waking up at 2 o'clock. Once you make a decision of waking up at 2 o'clock, you have to do overall changes in your lifestyle. You have to just sleep by 9 o'clock. Otherwise, it's not possible. You have to eat early. Finish dinner as early as possible. So multiple changes, multiple... All the time you are hooked on social media, you have to just stop that. All the time wasters, energy drainers, throw outside. This is what is that fills you with energy, pumps with you, with new verve and animation. So, Baba doesn't like karan. Throw away all karans, all reasons. What you fear the most, do that first. We have created a wall of fear. Throw that wall, break that wall. No fear. The fourth wall. You know the fourth wall? Fourth wall in the drama. There is a stage. So audience is here. On one side there is a wall. Second side there is a wall. Background. One, two, three. These are three walls. This is the fourth wall. Throw that wall. Don't feel that audience is looking at me. I have thrown that wall. Now there is no fear. Then only the acting can be natural acting. Otherwise the actors are always conscious. So many people are looking at me. So that is taught in the drama schools. Remove this fourth wall of fear. This is the fourth wall. Forget that others are looking at you. Just focus on your acting. Be that. If you are a beggar, act like a beggar. Fully as a beggar. Forget that audience is looking at you. Remove the fourth wall. Here also like that. So I am unstoppable. Om Shanti.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing my Put my armor on, I'll show you.